We are joined in the studio now with a musician, Jim McGowan, who's going to be playing Saturday at 7:30 to 9:30 at Cascade Lodge Pub. And Jim just informed us that he is now working with the YMCA. He's been up here before on the Roadhouse in a different capacity. He's here as a musician tonight, but he's also a rep of the YMCA.
That's right. I'm the executive director of the Minnesota Alliance of YMCAs.
And so, you said that our YMCA here is the newest one on the block, newest kid on the block.
I believe that's right, yeah. It's a beautiful facility. I have had a chance to go there a couple times now and get to see the place and meet the people, and what a great amenity for the community.
Yeah, certainly is. I think we all agree with that. You've got an acoustic guitar here, mm-hmm. and your voice. That's your specialty, right?
Well, I do keep my day job, but I have a lot of fun with it. Yeah, it's just me, and my guitar.
Yeah, and you were describing how you've had this relationship sort of with Cascade, the folks at Cascade. How'd that get going?
Well, it was probably, I think, about 4 years ago or so. We'd been in Duluth listening to John Prine at the deck, and mm-hmm. came up the shore to see the fall colors, and we ended up going to listen to Joe Pollock at Cascade Lodge one night, and afterwards I told him about this new guitar that I had gotten, new to me, and it's kind of distinctive, and he said, oh, I'd like to see that, and I said, well, it's out in the car, so I brought it in, and we talked for a little while, and afterwards he said, you know, while I'm tearing down, why don't you play a couple, and so I did, and I really hadn't played publicly much since college, and well, one thing led to another. People started singing and dancing, and I guess the O'Phalans noticed, and we talked, and now I play up there pretty regularly, probably about six times a year or so. And
great.
It was the start of a little new music scene for me.
New avocation.
I said, I keep my day job, but I have a lot of fun with it and play at a couple little spots down the city.
Well, I mean, you know, we've got a great music scene up here. Mm-hmm. And most of them have day jobs, as I
there's very few.
It kind of goes with the territory.
yeah.
But you're right. The music scene up here is remarkable, and I've traveled a lot with past jobs, and it's hard to find a commitment like this community has to, especially acoustic music, mm-hmm. and you can come up here and get music so regularly all over the place, and
winter and summer.
Yeah,
it's a kind of a hip town that way.
Absolutely.
You know, so
yeah, that's, and I'm so grateful to just have a little part of it, and everybody is. I've gotten to know quite a few of the musicians up here, and everybody is so generous and so friendly and welcoming, and that's really nice. I really appreciate it.
And you're playing at a couple places in the cities as well.
Yeah, there's a new place in Stillwater called Tin Bins. If you're familiar with Stillwater, as you drive into it, there's a big grain elevator right mm-hmm. in the middle of downtown, mm-hmm. and they've renovated that into a new restaurant, and a friend of mine runs the music there, so I play there about every other month, too, and mm-hmm. that's just enough to wet my whistle. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to do more up here. I'd like to maybe work out some arrangements with some other spots up here at some point, too, but for now, that's... It keeps me busy.
And how do you find time? You're executive director of I think you described them earlier as a disparate group. You know, they're each have their own agendas.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't know about the YMCA is that every YMCA is really a separate organization unto their own. They have their own boards of directors, their own CEOs, and the tie that binds is their relationship with the national organization, but they all are very independent in their own right. And so part of what I do is I'm working primarily under a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation with the charge to impact childhood obesity in our state, and to really work with the Alliance of Wise across the state to come together in a single voice working on issues around childhood obesity. So we've done some, I think, some pretty remarkable things in the year that I've been in this job. We've had some great successes working with the University of Minnesota Extension to do grocery store tours around the state, teaching people how to read labels, pick fresh fruits and vegetables and how to store them and prepare them, all, you know, trying to do a nutritious a diet on a limited budget. So that's one thing that we've done, and we're expanding that program and using WISE across the state as regional training centers for extension staff and other partners to learn how to deliver those tours.
You didn't bring any vegetables in here, did you?
Dick didn't.
And I are a little hungry.
I didn't.
But, I didn't think we'd get into a topic like this. This is, you'll have to come back another time, and we'll talk to you about childhood obesity and good eating habits.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We've got some good stuff going. Yeah. The WISE really engaged around the state on that, and nation on that.
And I know when you appeared here last time, you were an advocate for the Diabetes Association and a similar emphasis, really, on...
Right. Although, you know, I worked for the American Diabetes Association after being a volunteer for a lot of years. My son, Kilty, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 3 years old. So I was kind of a parent advocate for a lot of years, which then eventually worked into a government affairs role with that organization. And frankly, that is kind of what led to this position in that, you know, we're the big diabetes that we're dealing with in this country is type 2 diabetes. 90% of all people who have diabetes is type 2. Much of that is related to lifestyle, you know, obesity as a driver. And so so the role that I'm playing now working on childhood obesity is really kind of on the preventative side of that, to try to do what we can to move our, you know, kids towards a healthier lifestyle that will hopefully help them prevent chronic diseases like diabetes.
And listening to good music is
helps a good way
too.
To do that.
So,
sure.
What did you bring to?
Well,
show us tonight?
Unlike a lot of the great musicians around here, I'm more of a cover band. So this is a song I just picked up by a guy named Danny Schmidt. It's a little bit of a dark song, but I think it's a real powerful message. So it's called Firestorm. I ain't like that anymore. I don't kick off like before. I'm more relaxed, I'm all reformed. I ain't a firestorm. I played a show in Club Delaney, long but still they would not pay me. They said times were tough, I said tough times just abound. They said it's all misunderstanding, and I should not be so demanding. In the old days, I'd have burned the bastards down. But I ain't like that anymore. I don't kick off like before. I'm more relaxed, I'm all reformed. I ain't a firestorm. I made my way from Spain to France, a naked sword of paper dance. There were stamps to beg for and palms demanding grease. They said there's nothing they could do. They said there's tricks that'll get you through. Was a time I would have nailed those palms to trees. But I ain't like that anymore. I don't kick off like before. I'm more relaxed, I'm all reformed. I ain't a firestorm. Cause now you've turned my eyes to see a wider view, a kinder scene. And I used to blame the forest for the trees. But you hold my hand and step me back, a love that lights a charcoal past, a trail of ash and burned down memories. I used to flap my tongue like fist of flint against the granite fools till sparks blazed in my eyes, it's true.
But now I'm done with that. I haven't torched the woods to kill one rabbit. Not for years, not until they came and messed with you. I'm still like that summer, I know. There's still kindling in my soul. It burns quiet, it burns slow, until a firestorm explodes. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Oh, very nice, Jim.
You know, Dick, after listening to that one, we better behave ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
He means business.
He's got fire in his eye.
Oh, look out, buddy.
He's not a Firestone anymore, Buck. That well, was
the
whole
yeah.
deal.
It sounded pretty...
It could be there still.
Yeah.
Huh?
Ooh, yeah.
It could be. It's in there, just you know, but not this weekend. Not when I'm up here.
I don't think they were dancing that much down at Cascade for that one.
No, that's not
But they were listening. Yeah, they were listening. Great music, but like you said, a little dark note in there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of darkness out there, and there are a lot of people with that firestorm still in them, you know. And yeah,
that's me.
It's been a long winter.
Yeah. Is that where that came from? Yeah, that long winter was a big success story for the Y up here. Was man, when it's 30 below.
A lot of people going in there, but the heating bills were pretty high, too.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, and from what I understand, the membership was far exceeded their expectations.
Oh,
so,
way beyond, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what the summer tourist season does with all of that, too.
So. And it's probably typical that in the summer there's less activity there because everybody's outside.
Yeah.
For the locals, I wonder how many tourists are going to use the pool and that sort of thing, though. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I stopped by there today, and they have a guest list and then a kind of a local member list, and I noticed that the sign-in for the guests seemed pretty substantial. And Emily told me that the executive director up there told me that they've got now relationships with some of the lodging in town, and there's some corporate memberships and others, and so all of that will, I think, drive participation, and it's a good thing.
Yeah. And I know Mr. Dave Tierstig, who is a part-time host here on this program, is sending everybody up there.
Yeah, that's what
from the park.
From the tourist park.
Great,
directs the Grand Marais Tourist Park.
Oh, right, yeah. She mentioned there was a relationship there, too. So
that's where the pool was
functioning,
and now it's moved up the hill. So.
Sure, yeah. Beautiful.
Well, you've got that. I'm switching back to music for a minute, if I can.
Yeah, go right ahead.
He's got that rich voice, kind of John Prine-like voice. Is he an influence of yours?
He is. I actually have quite a few John Prine songs in my my repertoire, and I think I first learned some John Prine songs through John Denver, actually. He had a few on his albums, and it's John Denver is kind of how I learned how to play guitar. Taking that arm on that record and going back and forth and trying something back and forth until I wrecked the record, you know. But,
yeah, I can't believe how many musicians do that, self-taught.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Well, I grew up in a good time, kind of right at the height of his popularity, and for one summer or two summers, I had a job out in Rocky Mountain National Forest at a camp, and my main job was to play guitar for the campfire.
You know? Oh, really?
So it's $35 a week plus room and board. Best job I ever had. So,
that's pretty wild.
Now I've got too many other obligations to go back that way.
You know, John Prine had his voice changed after surgery.
Yeah.
He had to change his music somewhat.
Huh.
Yeah, he
changed
did.
Guitars so that really? He could match. Where his voice was then, and the songs are different, but it's still great.
It's still really great. And he's
throat
such,
cancer.
He's such a poet too.
Oh, know, man,
he's just an amazing, amazing guy. So
yeah, much better than as a mail carrier.
Yeah,
where he started.
I'm guessing he likes it better too.
I think so too. So. What have you got for us, Jim, for the next one? Probably a little lighter. I shouldn't say that. We haven't heard yet.
Well, how about a John Prine song?
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So here's Paradise by John Prine.
Cool.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we chewed with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. And they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken and wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes flow down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting. It's 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but it's too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
The progress of man. Another anthem to the progress of man.
That's pretty nice, Jim.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. So you enjoy this job more than you do your other jobs?
Oh,
his boss is listening.
Oh, yeah, we can't say that, I guess. I don't know if he has one.
Well, executive. Yeah, he has a bunch of them. The way he described the job sounded like he's kind of on his own.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't have to answer that.
Boy, really on the spot. Is this being
Aren't
recorded?
We bad? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No, I have to say this is probably one of the best jobs I've ever had. I've never been part of a group of people that are so committed to community. It's, this is today is the 170th birthday of the YMCA.
Wow.
It was started
back
in England in 1844. And it's just an amazing group. It's, people think of it so much as a swim and gym, but it's so much more than that. There's they're the largest child care and after school programs in the country. And they do a lot, and especially with youth. They really try to build up youth and give them the best opportunities they can in life. So anyway, I don't want this to be an ad for.
So he likes his job.
If you've just tuned in, you're coming up to shore. We're speaking with Jim McGowan, and Jim is playing at the Cascade Lodge tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7:30.
Right.
I got that part right anyway. And he also is executive director of a group of YMCAs. And is that Minnesota?
So, yep, Minnesota Alliance of YMCAs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So does that have a board, a separate entity?
There is a board. It's kind of newly formed. We're still kind of in progress with that.
Okay.
But, yep, there is a board, and it's made up of volunteers and staff from around the state.
From the other YMCAs. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. In fact, Chris Francis, who is the CEO in Duluth, which your Y is a part of, is on that board now. He's mm-hmm. on the executive team.
Well, interesting to be able to talk about our YMCA while we're talking music as well.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
It's all life. So,
I guess that falls back to the day job thing.
It's, yeah.
Do you ever play with a group, or do you always play on your own?
I usually play on my own. Once in a while, somebody else will sit in. I know tomorrow night Bob Lemaitre is going to sit in with beatbox.
Beatbox,
and, and once in a while, I'll have a friend with a mandolin or whatever sit mm-hmm. in, and I'm mm-hmm. I always welcome that. That's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. So, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Got a good friend down in at Tin Bins that we were talking about earlier, who plays a cigar box guitar, and so we'll jam together once in a while.
Now, what is that?
It's a cigar box. It's been made into it's kind of a three stringed guitar. It looks like a long skinny guitar, but it's the body of it is actually a wooden cigar box.
And I was down in the square in Santa Fe this spring, and there was a guy there with a suitcase guitar.
Oh yeah,
it was an old rectangular suitcase, you know, that he had cut a sound hole into, and sounded pretty good. It was electrified.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, this one is too.
That sounds dangerous.
Boxes too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's got kind of a drone sound to it, and he does some really bluesy stuff, and he's got a great. He can do kind of a growly voice with it, and it sounds pretty impressive. So,
fun.
Yeah.
I imagine you've got another one now. Do you you try to learn more music every year as you move along?
Yeah, I kind of have a goal for myself that when I play, I try to have at least one or two new songs ready to go, just to kind of keep myself challenged and fresh.
Sure.
And I do keep trying to build the repertoire a little bit. So
cool. So, what were you thinking about?
Well, here's this was one that, as I understand it, back in the '60s. Bob Dylan actually wrote the chorus to this song, and it was used in a movie. I wish I had more details about this, but that's what I've heard. And then others have picked it up, including Old Crow Medicine Show, and then and filled it out with some verses, and it's become kind of a popular song called Wagon Wheel.
South of the land of the pine, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and prayed I gotta see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, making me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. Mama, like the wind and the rain. Oh, rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a picker in an old-time string band. My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep forgetting me now. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a wind and a rain. Oh, south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west to the Cumberland Gap, to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on fit for the sun. Hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. Mama, like a wagon wheel, rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Oh, rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Jim McGowan, everybody.
That's great. That was just great.
I like that song.
What? Yeah. What movie was that chorus in? Do you know?
All I can say is I need to Google it.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's a while ago.
It's a story I heard, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
It would have been, I think, in the 60s.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But yeah. But then I think the way it goes is that Old Crow Medicine Show picked it up and filled out the lyrics, and others like Darius Rucker and others have really popularized it. So it's a big hit. Anytime you play that one in the pub,
people look
up. Yep.
We liked it here, too.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, we have time for about one more tune, I think, if you want to do one more tune.
Okay. I have one that...
You're not getting tired, are you?
No, not at all.
Good.
Yeah. I got to do 2 hours tomorrow.
Yeah,
night,
I know. So, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you're just warming up. Okay.
So this is a song that... kind of playing this one by request tonight. It's called The Crawl. And it's by a group called The Spirit of the West, which is... I believe they're from Newfoundland, and they... They did a song about the crawl, and it has references to the North Shore, probably a different North Shore, but this is the Cook County version of the crawl.
Perfect.
Well, we're good old boys. We come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Granbury, with all stops in between. It all began one evening at the edge of our fireside. Superior was quite peaceful at the rising of her tide. When an idea, it came to mind for to usher in the fall. So we all agreed next Friday night we'd go out on a crawl. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Grand Marais, with all stops in between. We planned to have a gay old time, the cash we did not spare. Of the time that we got home that night, we didn't have a care. I arrived at Gunflint Tavern a little after five. From a table in the corner, I heard familiar voices rise. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. This night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Grand Marais, with all stops in between. Spirits they ran high that night, old stories we did share. Of the days when we were younger men and never had a care. The beer flowed like a river and we drank the keg near dry. So we drained on all our glasses and were thirsty by and by. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Grand Marais, with all stops in between. Papa Charlie's Bluefin Grill, Mogul's Cascade Lodge, We started out with eight good boys, but half had gotten lost. For you never keep the lads together when their eyes begin to roll. There was just the three of us that made it through the snow, and we're good old boys. We come from the North Shore, drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Grand Marais, with all stops in between. We arrived at O'Phalen's just in time for the last call, the final destination of this first, the annual crawl. We dug deep into our pockets, there's no money to be found. 9 miles home, and for walking we are bound. And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore, drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Grand Marais, and all stops in between. Yeah, we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore, drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From Tofty to Grand Marais, and all stops in between.
The Irish invasion of the North Shore.
Jim McGowan. And Jim is going to be at the Cascade Lodge tomorrow night from 7:30 to 9:30. Jim, we want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Thank you very much.
It's been great.
Great to see you again.
Great to have you here, and maybe sometime we'll talk. Well, you can always bring your guitar.
All right.
But we'll talk about other things as well
I'd
when you're up
that.
Here. That'd be just great.